Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Eden just did her nails.
Okay. Can we not talk about them?
It's okay because this is my theory.
Okay. Here we go.
And like, listen, I wasn't
when you're vibing. Going through things.
When you're going through things, like go through them. Like honestly.
And make sure it's evident.
Let it run its course. Like
I painted my nails a bright neon green.
Yeah. It's giving
entirely.
Slime.
It's giving
it's
slime.
Fine. Yeah. It's giving that.
It's giving grungy teenager questioning her identity. That's fine. Because I am
fine
a little
because
bit.
Because honestly, like your identity is ever changing and evolving as we all are.
I love how you always make me feel better.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
And I know I wasn't the most supportive of the nails. Like, I poked some fun this morning.
I did. I was scared to show you. That's why I didn't lead with, hey, I got my nails done. Is
I didn't even notice until you said it. Where was I at? I'm really a new person.
No, it's psychology. Nobody notices anything until you mention it.
Really? Yes, no, I usually notice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I picked that up from my father.
Okay.
he noticed. Will be like, did you notice that on that girl? I'm like, what? No, bro, who's looking at that? Who's looking at that? Yeah. I'm like,
Her shoelace? Did you see her raggedy, like, that right one?
I'm like, bro, are you normal? And he'll get so turned off. I'm like, bro, what? Anyways, so I picked that up for my dad. Shout out to John.
Thanks
for that. So I'm working on that. Something that I like, you know?
Okay. Not picking up things?
Yeah, I'm trying to not. I pick up too much.
Pick up less.
There's too much sensory overload in my mind.
Just pick one.
And I'm like, this is not relevant. This does not affect your life, Simona. Don't let it affect you. The way someone like matches their
moves.
For that.
Yeah. They moved more to the right than the left. It's like, yo, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with that person? Sometimes, though.
But okay, we all know that one side of the escalators is to go, like, you're moving. You're walking down the escalator.
Yes, there's a fast lane and there's, like, a
slow
lane.
And then there's a standstill lane.
Yeah, stand fucking
still. He's standing still in the move lane. And if you know me... Okay, it's like my number two.
Can I share something?
Of course, please.
Simona yells.
I yell.
Wait,
I
hold
do.
On. You don't yell. You only yell
I
when there
mad.
Are big wheels on the sidewalk. Okay, and Simona
rightfully
will literally,
so. Rightfully so.
Guys, I'm walking with her, taking a walk, and she's just like literally a guy with a bike on a sidewalk. And here's the thing: I agree with Simona because we pay bare fucking taxes.
Yes, bare fucking
taxes. We're from Toronto, bare taxes, 13% for a fucking bike lane, and these fucking bikers are on the sidewalk.
They put them everywhere,
and then like Simona gets run over because she's tiny. Okay, and so she's
first
screaming,
of all, it's like,
"Hey, no big wheels on the sidewalk!" And she's like this tiny little girl screaming.
I mean, like,
you know,
it's not fair to the people that are on the sidewalk.
We're trying to
walking.
Walk.
The sidewalk is for walking. It's not a side bike.
You walk
it's not
on
a
the side
road.
Yeah.
Like there's designated lanes for everybody.
Fucking
so what
dumb.
Are you doing? And
what
then I walk in the bike lane and they want to get mad at me.
They want to get mad. How fucking dare you?
Yeah. So I don't appreciate that. And I don't appreciate you standing on the left side. That's a fucking move. The left
on
side
the escalator,
of the escalator
yeah.
is a move lane.
Yeah,
we're walking up and down.
It's the same motherfuckers that like coast on the
like,
left
you don't
lane.
Know this?
It's the fast lane, bitch. You're slow. Move
like,
over.
Exactly.
Move the fuck over.
Exactly. Point taken.
Done.
But back to my theory.
Okay.
You're just in the vibe of your life right now. That's what I'm getting.
Am I?
I'm getting
I'm trying
no,
to
you're
get there.
Bringing. Here's the thing.
Okay.
We are our point of attraction. I know. Annoying. I know it's annoying. I used to be like, what the fuck? Why would I want it in my life? Anyways, listen, sometimes, you know, you have to like make it make sense for you. But anyways, you're in the point of attracting the vibe of your life is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Bright neon
you're bright.
Green.
You're switching it up.
Yes.
You're calling in
electricity.
New energy.
It's electricity.
Exactly.
I want to be
and
electric.
You're calling that in. And
yes.
That's like your vibe for summer, I feel
thank
like.
You.
That's my theory.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was like going through a midlife crisis.
I know.
It's fine.
Stop telling yourself that.
I'm not doing it.
Whenever you want to tell yourself that, just call me.
Yeah. I'll call you.
Call
and
me.
You're going to be like, look at your nails. That's the vibe.
What? Yeah. What are
I
your
hate
nails,
them.
What are your nails
but
telling you?
But that's the
you?
Vibe.
What are your nails telling you?
You know what they're
like,
telling me?
Look at
me?
Them. What are they telling you?
They're telling
like,
me.
Like, what is it representative of?
They're telling me to get naked and run across the street and not give a fuck. And I think I'm going to do that, honestly.
That's good.
Right?
We're just not going to record it.
We're just not... I mean, if you guys are going to subscribe, and then maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it for the views.
Do it for the views.
No, I'm kidding. Or else she's doing it for the homeless
guy. Should we do an OnlyFans? No, but it's not what you think it is. Okay. We're going to tell them it is what they think
it is. No, I want to show nipples. No, I'm kidding.
Should we do an OnlyFans?
You're going to explain, you said. You're going to elaborate.
It just ended there, my train of thought. But
here's the thing is like, if you
want
to do.
If you want premium content, I'm not going to tell you what the content entails. I think
that's what they do it on Patreon, though.
Okay, so
Jeff Wittick does Patreon.
Okay, Jeff Wittick, thank you so much for leading by example.
And so does.
Trisha Paytas?
Tana? Oh, she does? Yeah. Tana.
Oh, yeah, really? Trish? Patreon?
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I know HRH. She does Patreon, too.
Oh.
She's like, exclusive content.
Yeah, she's probably yelling at you.
And you're like, fucking fat. Like,
honestly,
okay.
But I'm telling you, sometimes it
she's
just hits.
She's got some valid points,
she's
though.
She's got some valid points.
I'm not
everything
lie.
Designer's trash right now.
Valid
facts.
Point.
Valid
facts.
Point.
Facts.
She's like, I have nothing to wear. I went to Zara. I'm like, relatable content.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
I want to hear more of that shit.
Yes.
I want to hear more relatable shit.
Are we a pop culture podcast now? Because I feel like we are. We're like going through it.
No. Oh, and that's what we should do. We should change. We should change.
Bye, guys. We are no longer your block. No, I'm kidding.
No,
Hi.
But we're versatile.
We're versatile.
And we're also your nails.
Nails.
Theory. Versatility.
Theory. You see?
Add that into the list.
See? What color did you expect me getting?
I honestly don't know.
You're probably like a tacky design.
I never know with you. And I feel like that's the enticement of you. I'm like, I never know what she's going to do. I always know what she's feeling and what she's thinking. And I know like her judgment calls.
Yeah.
But I never know when it comes to fashion or when it comes to nails, like what you're going to do. You keep me on my toes. You definitely do. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I
appreciate that for you. Whereas I'm like, no funny bunny for life.
For life.
I'm like a French tip. We're not doing anything wild and crazy. And that's that.
You see, the nails really influence the entirety of a human being.
Yes.
It really does.
Exactly.
No, it really does. Like,
that's why it speaks to your character.
It does. You know, she's going to be absolutely blazing guns, psychopath
blazing guns.
For the next few days, weeks.
Days?
Weeks.
You're going to do a change?
I don't know.
You wouldn't do a change.
I'm not going to do a change. I'm going to commit.
But they also match her ring.
They do match her ring.
Did you put that ring on before you thought of the slime? Because that could have
I've had this ring on for like a week.
Oh.
So I don't know if it had
any significance.
No, I just like it. This cost me how much?
Seven.
Seven what?
Dollars?
No.
More?
Girl, this looks $7.
I don't know. Winners.
Ouch.
No, I'm just
babe,
saying.
It's not
like,
free in winners. It's like, it was like 50, 40
really?
Bucks. Bro, come on. For this, you can go, you put this
oh,
on.
Oh, wow.
Line. Yeah. It's going to cost you 100 something bucks. Yeah.
Okay, so quality is there then.
Yeah, quality. And
quality is there.
You get to be cheap and proud there.
It's cheap and proud. That's not cheap though. Like
$40 for a ring?
Yeah, that's not cheap. I don't think that's cheap.
That's cheap for me for rings.
Yeah, like I, yeah.
That are
like
good quality you can shower with that are gold plated.
Yes, but all of my rings are that price. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay. I was out here feeling proud, but never mind.
No. I know that obviously rings go for like $100 and up, but I'm just saying like that's still not cheap to me. Cheap is like under 20 bucks to me.
No, I don't think that's possible anymore in today's day and age.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been able to find anything
I'm
under
still
20
living
bucks.
At like a 7-year-old.
I know, me too, though. You know what's crazy? Like
dollars
back
like
in
those
the day,
rings. I'm like, I want
right?
one.
Back in the day, though, like a shirt, I would never like $50 was steep. Now $100 is like. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Like water.
First of all, we all need a new summer wardrobe, right? I'm not the only one.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's been.
Oh, I've been wearing the same clothes since high school, basically.
Same.
Like,
but
seriously.
All of the tops, like the random tops that I bought last year to just get me through, mm-hmm. like I bought one that said, have a good day. I literally looked at it and I said, who let me leave the house with this? Because what the fuck?
No way.
I'm not kidding. And I have pictures where we actually recorded in that, filmed in that. Have a good day. Oh, I'll send you. Yeah.
Please send me. I don't recall this. Is it small or is it big?
Oh, it's big. It's right on the front. It's right on the front. I must have been happy as fuck last summer.
I must have been drunk as fuck. If I didn't say anything.
Okay. Because what the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean, I get it, but I also don't now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We just don't get it. It was never a vibe.
PJ but- top now?
Who?
PJ top now?
What's PJ?
Is it a PJ top? Pajama top?
Oh, no. It's too tight. What type of pajama wear are you? I'm a big loose
me
shirt.
Too, me
and
too.
Like,
unless I'm like sleeping
a
with a guy,
random,
then it's like cute set.
Random like boxer vibe. Like
yeah.
That's why I'm not doing a cute like,
I'm like
no.
sweatpants. You've seen
like,
me.
Some girls, I know, but some girls, they do the whole like cute like
matching.
Chiffon. No, not me, bitch.
Wait, okay.
I look like I got.
Yeah.
Hit by a train.
Like a troll, and that's how
up.
I like it. But you know what the thing is? Is those with those sets and those silky things, like, doesn't your tip pop out in the middle of the night? I wake up
I'm
with,
just
like, half,
in
with half of my limbs out. I'm like,
not
what happened?
First of all, am I the only one that silk like literally sticks to me and I get so uncomfortable?
Staticky?
Like, it's like, yeah, ew, I don't like that. I like a cotton vibe.
Yeah.
I like to just...
stretchy, comfortable. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like a double extra large. Yes. Like, it's like, you know, your dad's from like 1970. Yes. It's worn in. It's got that good...
It's PJ vibe.
It's PJ vibe.
Who are you guys trying to sound for
in your
dreams?
That's like the only vibe like, to do.
I know.
That you
cute.
Want.
It's cute. It's comfortable.
Yeah, so those are my PJ vibes.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Okay, first night with a guy that you really like. And he's doing a sleepover. You're having a sleepover.
Still
you're
that.
You're going to pull that out?
Still that.
Yeah?
Yeah, still that.
Confidently love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like, I'll pick maybe like a nicer, like
dad
bigger
shirt.
Dad shirt, but still a dad shirt. And like my boxers are like Skims boxers. Like they're not,
okay,
like,
they're not ugly.
They're not ugly. They're covered by the top though.
Yeah.
So it just looks like a PJ, which is like kind of like a vibe.
Yeah, just like a nice flowing tee. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends, but like I'm still that vibe because that's just what I'm the most comfortable in.
And
if I whipped out one of those sets, I would be uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm a catfish. Like, I'm a catfish the first night.
Are you?
First sleepover.
I
yeah.
like that though.
Yeah. Such a catfish. I'm like
I mean, you still want to look cute. Like I'll do a makeup routine. Like maybe yeah. I'll like wear like a Tatum moisturizer to bed. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Don't do that. That's not how they
But like, it's me. Like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Me.
It's me. Like here's
Take
the thing.
Take it or leave it.
Here's the thing. It's like the uglier she is. In yes. the morning or like slash going to bed, like whatever. But usually before bed, you're a cute vibe. But the uglier she is in the morning, like the hotter she actually is.
Ooh.
That's my theory.
That's a good theory.
That's my good theory.
Okay, so am I she hot because I wake yes. up look like a troll?
Bro, I need heavy filter, still ugly.
Yo, you have no idea.
Like Bro. I look like I just-
I look and I sound like a man.
Hit by a train.
Oh yeah, you fucked a man last night,
like
baby.
You did. You honestly, truly did. But give me five.
Give me five.
Give me a lemon water to unwind.
Half an hour, and you're gonna see.
Yeah, or just
you get two women in one. You get the one that's not so ugly.
Listen, if you're not willing, if
and
you're not willing
ugly.
To have the really ugly version of me, you don't deserve the really hot
Period.
Version of me.
Yes.
So
actually, it's a test. Look, the uglier you look around him,
I don't
the
even need to try.
Yeah.
I don't try. I don't even need to try
no.
at that. I excel.
Actually, purposely make yourself more ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see if he's
like,
a true
what
one.
Can you handle?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you use some eyeshadow, like, really give those under eye bags, like, the nice blue hue that they
oh
deserve.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then see.
And then see.
Yeah, draw on pimples, which is nothing wrong with pimples, but just draw them
there
on.
There really is nothing wrong with pimples, but they are very...
uncomfortable.
Mentally...
draining.
Yeah, they really just get to me.
But I was going to say, catfish.
Yes.
Okay, so catfish. I like... I have cute little sets that I only wear around my man, but I make it okay. seem like I wear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a fucking liar.
Would you actually He's say like I wear this every
no,
night?
No, I never say anything, right? I just walk in like acting like... totally normal, right?
Yeah, like
and meanwhile,
an everyday
I'm like,
thing for me.
Yeah.
This is an everyday thing for
like
me.
Like lace, black, cute. Okay, they're not, it's not lingerie. Like it's not super excessive, but it's like
right.
shorts, like stretchy shorts, but they're like, they look silky and they have like a lace trim and then the top is like a tank top.
Right.
Okay, that matches.
Okay.
It's always like a matching set moment.
Right.
And I just like walk in, like pretend like everything's normal. Like I'm fully moisturized, like silky skin, like glowing, smells amazing. Hair products in my hair that I just put in for bed so that, you know, when I move my hair in the middle of the night, I smell amazing. And he's always complimenting me on my smell. Anyways, so he's just like, oh my God, you look so cute. I'm like, really? Like I wear this all the time. Like, really? Like you've seen this before. Like,
really? Like, are you sure? Are you
catfish.
Sure I look cute?
But you know what? It's fun. Cause then you pop out with one of those dad shirts and he's just like, oh wow. You know?
Yeah. And you're
oh,
like,
wow.
10 to 10 for versatility yeah. here.
You see? I can
like,
do it all.
You got an extra shirt I can borrow? That's my favorite. I like doing that. I'm like, do you have an extra shirt I can borrow? I didn't bring one.
Exactly.
I can
do it all. Oh my God, then seal it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
shit. All the guys I ever dated, though, had a very minimal wardrobe. I don't know if they were just cheap or, like, what the fuck it was.
It was probably
it was like,
that.
Yeah, it was probably that. It's
probably that. Like, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yes. So they didn't have much option. And then I would try and, like,
like, here's the thing,
a t-shirt.
Like, also, if he doesn't have style. Because, like, he doesn't know the comfy, like, do you know what I mean?
Okay, so I...
comfy brand.
When I was young. I was in high school. I was the biggest rejection I've ever gotten. I don't know if I've ever spoken about it on the mic. I might have brought it up, but... he basically was the one guy that was like, I will not fuck you. Okay. It was really rude. But anyways, he didn't lose his virginity. He was like a virgin still. So I get it. Like whatever. And we were younger and he had a drawer. This guy. Okay. Had a drawer specifically for sweatpants for girls that would come over. He literally like, I came over just to watch a movie. I wasn't sleeping over nothing. Right. It was like, you know, and I watched a movie on Netflix and chill, whatever. And he's just like, second drawer, pick anything from there. And I was looking at the selection. And I was like, okay.
Is it girls or guys, though?
No, it's guys, quote unquote guys. Maybe like his older stuff that he'd never wear. But he has it specifically for his girls. I'm telling you. It was so genius. And I think that actually
But did he tell you this?
No, he just said, second drawer, it's for you. Pick whatever you want from the second drawer. There were literally sweatpants folded properly on one side and then tops folded properly on the other side.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't know if I like it either, but hold on. If you're dating a guy, you need your own, his clothes section. Do you know what I'm saying? It's his clothes, but it's for you to pick from.
No, I like just wearing his clothes. Like, I'd be like, if I like to wear his, like, if he's wearing a sweater.
It's
like,
mine now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Right. I like that. Like, he wore it last night and I really liked it on him and now it smells like him. And so, like, I'm going to wear it today and now it's mine because I'm going home with it.
Aww.
I don't like when he's like, this section is for you. It's like, no, I want that hoodie that you're wearing right fucking now.
Well, yeah. Nothing should be off limits to you.
Yeah.
Nothing should be off limits.
No, and I don't want my desert. I want to choose. Okay. Everything's a free for all. Yeah. It's all mine.
You know what? I want what you're wearing right now, too.
Exactly. Take it off. Yes.
That's cute.
That's my vibe.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Right now, I want to wear it. Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Go pick something else. It's like, this is the only top I bought to sleep over your house. I don't care. Okay.
Oh, you know what's so funny? Once my boyfriend was staying over, didn't have extra clothes or whatever. So I gave him mine. When I tell you it's the funniest thing, have a man put on leggings.
Oh just my
you will
God.
Never look
no,
at the
wait,
same.
What? No.
It was a joke, but he put on sweatpants that were tight, but still. Yeah.
Oh my God. I first of all, mine wouldn't fit because my boyfriend's just so big.
So big.
So big.
Oh my God. My boyfriend's not small, but he's like not big.
That says a lot. Okay, guys. And now we're going to segue.
Segue.
What are we talking about? Are we just going to keep talking about random stuff?
I don't know.
Pop culture fest?
We're still pop culture.
But like, what has been happening in terms of the pop culture world? Do you have any comments on Courtney and Travis's wedding?
I don't know.
It's just not my personal vibe.
Courtney's trying too hard. That's not Courtney. Courtney's trying too hard.
No, here's the thing is... My theory on this is I love them together and I like it. I actually like the PDA.
I don't mind that. I'm saying the wedding itself, like Courtney, you didn't look like yourself. You look like Travis's wife, not Courtney. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but could you picture her in anything else? Like being honest, like could you?
Yeah, a simple slip dress. Nonchalant. Not that whole production, man. That was such a
I know, but that was thematic. Also like a D&G thing.
It was like... Too and they're thematic. Like,
listen, I think it made sense for them because I think he brings out the goth part of her.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Or she's like trying to be like a fan. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I said what I said. Like it is what it is.
But it is what it is. Yeah, it wasn't a vibe. I think there was a lot of like outfits that I just didn't vibe but didn't like.
It looked, for lack of a better term, dirty.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It was very like, I'm like, I feel like you all need to go bathe.
Here's the thing. I wasn't floored. I was scrolling.
I felt dirty. I showered after I saw this picture.
I didn't feel anything.
No?
I was just like, no.
That's
like,
the worst when you don't feel anything.
No, because it's like, listen, they have their like little like award shows or whatever. I felt more from one of their kissing like offstage photos than I felt from the wedding photos, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm a Kravis stan. I loved
them. Is that what they're called, Kravis?
Yeah, I like the vibe. I think the vibes are there. The wedding, I think, was a big miss. Like, I think they had three weddings, right? So they had, like, the legalities or whatever. And then they had, like, I don't know, a Vegas one. There you go. Then they had the legality one. And then they had this one. I felt more from the first two than I did from this, right? Okay. I thought those were more on their vibe, right?
Yeah.
Like a Vegas wedding, that's so them.
Yeah. Quick and trashy.
Like a Portofino vibe. I don't think it's you guys.
No.
I don't think it's you guys.
I know you're trying, but that was Dolce & Gabbana, whole marketing scheme.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
They're trying
you
to get back
a lot
in.
Of money. Yeah.
Do you know
trying
what
to get back in. Yeah, I like
trying
that.
To get back in.
Yeah. Trying to be relevant.
Everybody's trying to be relevant.
Everyone's trying to be relevant.
And it was the most irrelevant moment.
So irrelevant. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what the wedding was? Irrelevant.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. The first two relevant, though. The first two were very relevant.
Irrelevant.
The third one, I gotta say, it was like not the cherry on top.
No.
This might shock you.
Shut the fuck up.
What? But I stand by it because I'm entertained by her YouTube vlogs.
HRH.
No, you put me onto that and I think she's hilarious. I think she's like a bit out there on certain things and that's fine. But for the main part, I think it's entertaining. I think it's fun. She says some shit and like, it is what it is. I think that she's just like unapologetically, I can't say that word herself.
Yeah, you did a good job.
And that's great.
And I love that.
But you're not gonna really, I think,
spit
vibe with this one. So I started watching
Tans. Okay.
Yeah.
OG.
OG.
It's a classic.
No, I know. But like, usually it's like a no for me, but I have to tell you, I love watching her YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I could sit there
why
for 45
minutes. Why was that so hard to say?
Oh, because I just thought like you were not at like a Tana stan.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not a Tana stan, but I'm also not anti-Tana. I actually think Tana, like, kudos to her on everything. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, yes, I don't agree with some of the shit that she does, but like,
right.
I'm not out here trying to agree with everybody and all their fucking decisions. I'm not them. You know
totally.
What I mean? Like, do you, babe?
But I mean, just never thought
through
like,
it through. She's entertaining. I like the way that she talks. She says it like it is. Even if she's bullshitting half the time, it just sounds real and raw. I like that vibe. You
I
know,
like that vibe.
Straight the fuck up.
Yeah, so I like
Cheetos
that
under her nails all the time. She's just a dirty motherfucker.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yes.
God bless.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't know how to shower properly and that's fine.
Here's the thing is like, I didn't know.
Is that like a theme for me? I have a problem with people that don't know how to shower. I keep bringing up the hygienic.
Really?
I don't know.
I was not even, didn't even link that.
Okay.
Didn't
perfect.
Even make that connection.
Okay, good.
Went over my head. Just like last week's episode went over everybody else's head.
Yeah. Woo!
Woo! But that went over your head too. Oh my
boom,
God.
Boom,
like,
boom.
Get it together.
Yeah, get it together.
But anyways, yeah, I was surprised because like I was telling my sister, I'm like, you'll never believe who I just like, just I was like, fuck it. Like
binge
watched and I was like, whoa, like watch the whole 45 minutes.
Tanny
like,
Whanny.
I actually loved it.
Yeah.
I was like 10 out of 10. Creativity was great.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny. I thought the edits were effective. Like
enough.
I was like, yes, I love this. But you know what irritates me is when people are not consistent. I have to say it.
Why? You miss her uploads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I miss the uploads, but you don't upload enough. Like, it's not a once a week thing. It's like whenever I decide once a 7 months. Tana!
I think that the best YouTubers are the ones that do that without realizing. Okay. I don't think that they're the best because they don't upload, right? Like, you should be consistent. Like, hello, hashtag Gary Vee, whatever the fuck. But, you know.
Hashtag Gary Vee. Thoughts on Gary Vee.
Right. I love Gary Vee.
I love Gary Vee,
through
too.
Through and through. He's fucking phenomenal. I don't think anyone doesn't like him. And if they do, it's just because they're miserable.
Here's the thing is, like, I don't think that's that they don't like him. I think that some people, when you're stuck in the thick of your life and you listen to Gary, he can rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, because you're like,
well,
like,
it's easier said than
done.
Like,
do you know what I mean? And he's like, you could get a bus. You could go here. You could do this. And it's just like, theoretically, like, please give me a minute.
Yeah.
Like, please feel me out. So like, I think in that terms, but yes, we love Gary. We stand. I think Gary's
great. Well,
that's
why we have a pause button, right? You know what I mean?
Like, just pause if you don't want to hear
it. Yeah, just pause if you need a moment.
Okay.
Go take your moment, come back. You know?
Go take your moment, then come back and get
listen,
on the bus.
Gary's mentality is something I resonate with. He's a Russian Jew. Like, I have to say, that's just the mentality that hits.
I resonate with Gary. He's
that's
a Russian
how
Jew.
I was disciplined. You know, go make it happen. I'm like, but dad, it can't happen, but like, go make it happen.
Yeah, I love that. How about go make it happen?
So, you know, sometimes it just reminds me of my childhood. What
I
were
like
we talking
that.
About before
so
this?
So you feel at home with Gary.
Yeah, I do. I truly do. It's like, welcome back. Welcome back home. Thank you.
Welcome back.
I don't feel so alone anymore.
This is familiar.
This
is my safe space.
Yeah. So if you notice, like all of the best YouTubers are the ones that like, they just dip and they would leave you dying for more. Like I'm telling you, it's a tactic. I'm telling you. Because Tana, how busy are you?
I'm not a YouTube girl though.
Tana, how busy are you?
So I don't,
I've been a YouTube girl forever.
I know.
I haven't been in it now as much, but like, yes.
From like the beginning. Yeah. I was never big on the... No, like people have their people that they watch religiously,
but
consistently.
But if you think about it,
I don't. And
her
I don't,
upload schedule represents her. Inconsistent.
No, it does. It does. And that's how you know she's
it's
being
part of
authentic.
The brand. Yeah.
She's being authentic.
Yeah. She's being 100% authentic. Nice
it
and,
is what it is.
Nice and fun and dirty and real and to the point. And she beats her face up and she even says, like, I'm putting on like 5 pounds of makeup because like I'm ugly as shit sometimes. And like, that's cool.
I like that because that's relatable.
It is relatable.
It's relatable. And we need more of that.
We need more of that. And bottom line, I think the best people online are relatable. That's it. Right? Like everything else that's not relatable, it's just like you die out really quickly. Like, you know, Kravis, we love you, but like not relatable. Do you know what I mean? No.
I think here's the thing. I think that now that they've had the wedding, it's not relatable, if that makes any sense.
Totally. Because everyone loves to look at that PDA that like, oh my God, true love. Like
do you know
that,
what I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
It's
oh
done
my
now.
God. I'm just like thinking about it now. But I think that everybody goes through like phases. Do you know what I mean? Like who's the next hot couple? I love celebrity like shit though. Do you know what I mean?
What I mean,
I've always loved like celebrity, like gossip, like not even gossip, but just like kind of like being in the know, like knowing what's happening. I've always been a celebrity girl. Like I loved E! News. I love E! Daily Pop. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm in it and I'm like, I want to formulate my thoughts and opinions on this.
Give me more.
I want to know how I feel. And I really do feel like I was let down. I was a little bit hurt actually by the wedding.
Personally offended. Personally offended.
Exactly. Because I was so invested.
Yeah.
Because I was so invested.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I get too invested, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Shows how much I care.
You know what? Good quality.
Good quality
you
to
care.
Have.
You care.
Good quality to have. fucking right. Good quality to have. You're like eating hair too much. Good quality to have.
Bring it back.
It's better than not caring at all.
Period. Period. There's no discussion. I don't see anyone standing up.
Stand up.
No.
Stand up.
No, don't stand up.
You know that song?
Stand up.
I'm saying it wrong. I'm offbeat. I don't know any other line other than stand up.
You have a mic. It's literally the whole.
Stand up. I don't know the stand song. Up.
Yeah.
Bro.
Keep going.
I don't know it. It's your time.
Who sings it?
Again,
Did you say it's my kind of song?
No, I said it's your time. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm trying to find the stand up song, but. Okay. So to kind of like segue into like the last quarter or half or whatever we want to call this of our pop culture episode, we're going to do like hypotheticals, or we're going to ask each other some questions about pop culture related issues that we discussed today. Okay, guys,
big issues, big worldly issues.
Listen, yes, this is entertainment at its finest, 100%. Bro. This is versatility. 10 out of 10.
We're showing you can do anything and everything.
Okay, so this girl, I don't know who you are, where you are, but if you're ever listening to this, this gets back to you. I'm crediting this TikTok to you because it was your TikTok, but it was a great question. She asked on her TikTok if a guy that you were seeing, dating, boyfriend, husband, whoever, the guy, your person, your partner, was ever as obsessed with you as Travis is with Courtney, would you even want him? Because she was like, I wouldn't even want someone to be that obsessed with me. I think it's mutual. I think they're both equally mutually obsessed with each other.
Oh God, that's hard because if he's too much, I mean, I don't know what it's like behind closed doors. That's what I want to know. But if I didn't know that and based off of what
they are very
saw,
intimate. So I too watch, much. No, I watch you know Keeping what? Up on Hulu.
Yeah.
They are very intimate. They're very intimate. Okay, it's the same.
Too much. No, you're right. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it. Not because of what most girls, I think what the TikTok girl was insinuating is like, you know, when a guy wants you too badly or shows that he wants you, you suddenly don't find him attractive. No, it's because I don't like the overindulgent PDA. Right, right. I'm not like that. I've never been that way. I'm not a super romantic person when it comes to that stuff. I'm not mushy gushy necessarily. I do enjoy intimate things and gestures and like, yes, love and all that stuff, but not to that extent.
Yeah.
No. I like a low-key thing where we don't have to be super physical, but we know that we feel that way. You know?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How about you?
I think that they're just like more expressive. The reason why, I'll get into me, but the reason why I think that like, I understand like there are definitely limits and boundaries. So while I'm like all for it, I know that I would be uncomfortable in certain situations. Like, so if we watch like Keeping Up, like Hulu, the episode where they're like browsing a house.
Yeah.
And it's just like them two and the agent. And he just like puts her on his lap and they just start like humping and groping and shit. And the agent like walks back inside. Like that's too much for me personally. And it's no disrespect to the people that are in love that want to do their thing. But I just think that there are, like if we're at a family dinner, it's not something we're going to be doing.
I know your place and space.
That it's like your vibe and that's great. It's just very uncomfortable for other people around. But again, like do you? For me, there's limits and boundaries. I like it. I think it's endearing. I think it's very sweet to be affectionate, but there are boundaries. I'm not doing that around other people. I'm not doing that. Like, no, my thing is like, it's more chill. It's more chill. I like the affection. I do. I like the touching. Not to that extent though.
No, that's not to too that much. Extent. It worries me. Like if my man was so all up on me, I'd be like, this is like a kind of like burn bright, die fast kind of thing. Like that's like very lusty. Do you know what I mean? Love is like, I don't know. In my world, it's not like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's too much. Almost to the point where I would question it.
I don't know. Like I never questioned it for them. I just always saw it as like, there's the whole Scott thing, right? So there's like, we could even like discuss the whole Scott debate. He's like literally a fucking 3-year-old. But anyways, like she was not affectionate at all when she was with Scott. Like, yeah, just like he would like try to hug her and she would want to throw up. Like, do you know what I mean? And like understandable, but like, so it's just like, I feel like it's just right for them, I guess. Like, I guess that she feels like she can be and wants to be affectionate with him. And I think it's great that the kids see it, but I think that also like the kids are asking you to stop. So like if the kids ask
take
you to
the
stop,
fucking hint.
I think it's like we get it, but it's enough now. I think that there are levels and
there's
boundaries.
Limits.
But I don't think they have any boundaries and limits, which is what makes it awkward for the family.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would never be all up on my man in front of my parents.
It's disrespect.
I couldn't.
You should not be making other people uncomfortable. And if you want to do that, there's privacy for a fucking reason.
Yeah,
like
I think
if you're gonna choose to go out in public,
it's not, here's the thing, nobody's hating.
No hate.
Right?
Because some people
are like, in an episode, he was like, people just fucking can't stand to see other people happy. It's like, Trav,
no,
I love you.
Like, let's not make it that. Like, we're all so fucking happy, but chill.
Yeah.
Like, we got it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, we don't need to be whispering, cuddling.
I don't need to see where your tongue is going inside, which like, tooth it's touching. You know what I mean?
Like, what wine? What do you want to drink tonight?
Like, you know, like, you could ask me and put put your hand on my shoulder. You don't have to be fucking caressing my vagina in front of my family.
We don't need to be, like, head to head, like, doing some fucking
spells and shit. Like, it's too relax.
Much. I think it's too much. I love it. Do you, boo? I think it's too much.
Just reel it back in.
I think that there needs to be, like I said, boundaries. I revert back boundaries at all.
You know, and honestly, do you not question whether or not they're doing it on purpose? Like, I don't buy
three weddings?
I don't buy that. Not even three weddings. The PDA publicly. Like, you're doing it to prove some sort of fucking point. Most couples who are truly in love
are protecting.
They're protecting their love. They're keeping that shit closed off.
I think that, like, also the nature of, like, their family is, like, everything is exposed all the time because they're always, like,
so maybe
there's always, like, cameras and shit like that. I don't know. With her, she is the most private, like, out of all the sisters.
That's why I'm questioning
she is.
It.
But I don't know. I never got the sense of, like, it not being organic or real. I just was like, wow, like, it kind of clicks and, like, everything makes sense. And it's just like, you just go for it and you don't care. I don't know. That's the vibe that I always got. Or did get.
I think they're selling a fairy tale here. they're probably going to come out with a line of something. I don't know. Fall in love if you take these gummy bears. Like, fucking some shit like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I always question that family. I worry that it's always for some sort of other monetary gain. And I wouldn't be surprised if this turned out to be some sort of fucking hoax. Like, I swear.
Wow.
I would not be surprised.
Well, after that wedding. You
know? I mean, after that one. That shit? Yeah, no.
I'm kidding, guys. No. We love everyone.
Did they air it, like, full wedding? Beginning to
no,
end?
No. Oh, my God. No, they just got married, like, what,
just
two
the
days
pictures
ago?
And
yeah,
shit.
Just the pictures.
Okay. Okay, I thought I was missing something.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see that on next season. I don't know. I do watch.
I don't, but fill me in.
I do watch. I also watch Housewives.
Okay, that's always a vibe.
Oh, my God. Do you watch?
No, I used to. Leave your thoughts.
Please leave your
and
thoughts.
Feelings.
Simona's hoping that you love this.
I love that Simona's like, I love that you enjoyed this, Eden, because I literally thought you could only talk about dating and sex. No, I can talk about more.
We just have to get her a little bit more immersed in the pop culture.
But
yeah. The abilities are there because you have the opinions, trick or treat.
Oh, I always have the opinions.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't
like armpits. Remember that line?
Yeah, that was your line for a minute. Okay, can you repeat that line crystal clear?
Opinions are like armpits. Everybody has them. Zinger.
Simone used to always pull it out.
Yeah, man.
It's just like awkward silence. You know what? Armpits. Opinions.
You know where you know? I learned that too? I learned that at work.
Yeah, you for sure did. From one of the, like, older fellas?
Yeah. 100%. The older fellas, the older, like, sous chef. I'm like, yo, like, how do you feel about this? And he's like, well, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has them. I'm like,
ew, why armpits though? I'm actually nauseous.
What? I'm like, bro, you're literally cooking like a fucking salad right now or something. Like, what do you mean? Opinions are like armpits.
Okay, speaking of armpits, do you want your man's armpits shaved or, like, leave it as
I want it, like, as clean as possible.
Shaved?
Like, I don't want it shaved.
Tricks.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. You want some hair though.
I want some hair. I don't want a lot of hair. I was walking behind a guy yesterday.
And they were saying hello to you from the back, right?
Not only that, his arms, his neck, his back. I could see everything through his white shirt.
Hair.
He was a carpet.
No. My man's, listen, you do you, but, like, clean
no,
it up.
Don't do you.
Clean it up
actually,
for hygiene.
Don't do you.
No, clean it up for
that's
hygiene.
That's disgusting.
It's too much.
And that's, I will not take that back. And I will say that with my chest,
yeah,
my big, beautiful chest.
Say with your chest. Say with chest.
Eden.
Everyone has an opinion. They're like armpits.
Covered arms, a covered back. I don't even want to know.
I don't
want to
know what's down there.
Situation.
Oh, whoa. And I like my man's, like, natural, long and free and whatever, but, like, that's too much for me. Yes.
Again, boundaries.
Boundaries.
We revert back to boundaries.
Yeah.
Please. It's just not my vibe. Even with the leg hair situation, things are cleaned and groomed. I'm not saying naked mole rat, but I'm saying
clean.
Okay, I'm saying clean.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's
under
no
control
hairs. There's no finger hairs.
Yeah.
There's no ear hairs.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Nose hairs coming out.
Ew.
Oh my God.
There's none of that.
My
there's not a unibrow situation. No. I'm sorry. Listen, if there's stipulations for me, there are stipulations for you too, buddy.
That's right.
You want me to be a naked mole rat?
Yeah.
No fucking problem.
Fucking
but you're doing some shit
it's
too.
It's so funny though. It's the hairy motherfuckers that go out for women and they're like, nah, my girl has to be clean shaven. Like, bro, what the fuck? First of all, you don't even know that
nipple hair
strips
bro,
are
it's
the fucking
literally
thing.
Comes with my body. Like, what do you mean?
What can I do?
What can I do? Like, let me just laser my nipples.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It is what it is, babe.
It is what it is, babe. Suck it or leave it.
Suck it or leave it. like, I'm dying.
That's true.
Guys say that too. Like, bro, fuck out of here. Bro, you have shit to suck too.
I'm not touching those nipples if there's any hair near them. No, sir.
No, my God.
Actually, I'm not even sucking down under. Like, get it together.
Get it together.
Like, ew.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Like, yeah. So put stipulations on your man.
So, like, would you tell him, though? Like, for example, like, he's not, like, super hairy.
Here's
but
the thing is, I would never end up with a guy like
no,
that.
No, I know you say that. But, like, no. What if you love him?
And trust me, baby, there's no love.
This one summer, like,
love does not overshadow that. When I go back through all of the guys, even the guys that I like current, like, not even like, but, like, you see guys and you're just like, could be a vibe. Like, they all look the same to me. They're all clean. Okay. There's no hair in
there's
any.
No.
No. No,
no,
no. No. It's just not the vibe that I even go for. I'm attracted to.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I could not fall in love with a hairy man.
You can't.
I can't.
Okay.
No, I see the hair and I'm like friend zoned. You can friend be as zone. Funny as you want. I don't care how funny you are. Don't care.
No.
There's not enough love
no,
or money
in
the world.
It's a hygiene thing. It's a hygiene thing. Like there's certain lines. Some people are like a
like,
little bit more
where the
lenient.
Hand here is hairy too.
Like close to the window.
Yeah, exactly.
He's driving and it's like,
ew. I'm actually barfing. Because you want to know if he has hair here, he has it like 100%. Right here.
If he has it there, he has it everywhere,
on his
babe.
Toes. No, like, no. That's disgusting. Yeah, sorry. So it's just no. And I'm like, not no.
I'm like, not no. It's like a no. I was with one guy that was like hairier.
I know. I know. And I don't know how. Like, what was that like? Do you want to tell the viewers?
How are you alive? Okay, so he would, like, groom downtown.
What about everywhere else? Because I know there was hair.
There was hair everywhere else. But he wasn't as hairy as you think. He was just dark.
Are you sure?
He was just darker, and it looked like he was
more
hairy.
Here's the thing. It's from here.
Yeah, no.
Here.
And mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah.
He had some stranglers in the nose.
And you're trying to tell me he wasn't that hairy everywhere else. I'm not even talking about downstairs.
He
was balding.
He was balding on his head. He didn't look close enough. It was like thin hair.
Are you sure?
It was just dark hair. Yeah.
There was a lot of hair though. I mean, there was a lot of hair.
Okay. So his legs and arms were like manageable for me. Like they were not like too much. Okay. They weren't.
Interesting.
His downtown situation when he just like didn't give a fuck, when he didn't give a fuck about me and he didn't give a fuck about down there. It was like atrocious. I'm like, okay, like I'm going to suffocate. I can't get down there.
Oh my God. It was like pukes in your teeth.
It was like flossing and tickling and everything. It was too much. It was too much. But I like a little bit of something down there as a guy.
Here's the thing. A little is the key for me.
Yeah. Like I'm sorry. I hate to say this. Like I'm not trying to.
I don't want naked mole rat.
I definitely don't want naked mole
rat. I definitely don't.
It's like, I don't want to be fucking another like vagina is what I would say.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm agreeing on
that. I like to be like, well, that's a man. Like,
Oof,
it's a man. But I also don't want it to be like, there are hairs coming out of
your pee-hole. I have to show you this one guy. You will die. The men that are on TikTok currently, first of all, the men that have OnlyFans that are on TikTok right now is a breed of men I don't know. Oh, I have no words. I just don't know where
good,
I say
bad, good, bad.
Bad. I think bad. I think
they're
bad.
All underage. That's the crazy thing.
This guy
thing.
Is not underage and he is something else. Oh my God. Sorry. You know why it's clicking for me?
What?
Because.
Okay. I'm going to expose myself right now. Wait, like before.
Here you go. Are you ready for this guy?
When
You're
I was
not.
Singale, there was this guy on TikTok that would turn me the fuck on.
This guy?
Ew, no, I'm gonna yak.
Just wait, it's disgusting.
By the way, guys, if you're flexing on TikTok, delete your account. It's disgusting.
Wait for this. This is even worse.
You
I'm gonna
touch-
shock you.
Bro, guys who pose up, ew! Wait.
Yeah. I threw up. That, I would be mortified. That's a no-fly zone for me. Ew.
Okay, yeah. So she's showing me a picture of a guy who's topless, who's wearing a
towel. We'll post
towel.
It on our Instagram story, guys. We'll post it on Instagram story so you know what we're referring
towel
to.
Towel around his like hip area to cover his wiener.
He's from TikTok. He got a couple million views on one fucking video.
And suddenly thinks he's so
and
hot.
And suddenly thinks he's like the hottest thing ever. Moved to LA from Florida. Like, bro, relax. And now he's on OnlyFans and he thinks that's how he's making his bang.
Yeah, like relax, okay? Who's
right?
Buying
and
your mom?
He's like, the only thing he's got is like some sporadic tats and a fucking height. Like he's maybe 6'4".
They're not sporadic. They're like colorful and loud and bright and everywhere. But this towel covers his dick, but shows a lot of his pubic hair. And it is
hairy.
Quite Yeah, it is the Amazon forest. It is.
Literally took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say.
Quite the forest.
Jungle.
Jungle.
It's just.
I think I see Tarzan swinging from the vines. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But, I mean, teach their own, you know. If you trim that, it'd be cool.
Ew, what are you doing? Like, why do you guys pose like
this? Is a no-fly zone for me. Are you looking at the hair on his thighs? That's a no for me.
Show me.
That's a no for me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show.
It's not that bad.
Okay,
hair
I'm going to show
thighs,
you.
He's a man.
I'm Italian. I'll show you.
I'm Italian.
And no, and what I mean by this is I'm going to show you.
I am so confused. Guys,
yeah, so that's
your
disgusting.
Thoughts and preferences on hair.
We talk
on
about
men.
This all the time. We keep going.
Because guys can fucking talk about their preferences.
Yeah, and so
yeah,
I'm going to talk about mine.
If she has
just,
hair, fucked up. Bro,
I don't
you're
know
not
how
a man.
To,
you're
like, I like no hair on the chest. Yeah, and the arms are like very minimal. See? I know it's a black and white photo, but there's like no hair. Basically, it's like what a man's arm should look like. Like there's some hair. But it's not like we're going to town on it. Do you know what I mean? His hair, his legs are too hairy for me though.
Stop.
I really don't like the leg hair. The leg hair freaks me
you
out.
You want him to shave his leg hair? No, Simona. No, and then he shaves and he's smoother than you. That's fucking weird. No,
it's just trimmed. Again,
old-fashioned.
It's trimmed. Like, how, see, how here is fine. This is fine.
Yeah, that's a man.
That's fine. The other pictures, it was like getting a little bit out of control. Like, the ads wanted him to have hair, like too much hair. For me, I'm just very particular. It depends.
Okay. It depends on the guy.
No, it depends on the guy. It depends on how much hair it looks like against your skin.
Yeah. Okay.
Saturation. I told you, we're bringing it back to like my dad. I notice everything. Yeah. And it just, I'm telling you, it could, the hair situation could give me the ick. I'm not going to lie to you. That's how particular I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm sorry.
Crazy. No. Don't apologize. It's your fucking preference.
It's my fucking preference.
It's who you're going to end up fucking and marrying. Like, that's your choice, babe.
It depends.
That's your choice.
Yeah. So that's that. So
you have to look clean, I think. If you have hair, as long as it looks clean.
There you
and
go.
And not out of control, right? Yeah. Like, you can have your hair. You can
we're
whatever.
Not.
It's
listen,
just always,
we don't look
always
like a zoo
about,
animal.
Exactly. We don't want to confuse you for a monkey in the jungle. For sure. Right.
And let me tell you, some of you are giving that
in terms of your behavior and your appearances. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
So it's like pick one because you can't have both.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Pick a struggle. Totally.
Yeah, that's what it is. Pick
I just think hygienist. Yeah. Just be a hygienist.
Just
person.
Be a hygienist. Yeah, honestly, period.
Be a hygienic person. We went from pop culture.
Versatility. I told you 10 out of 10. I've been saying
to
that.
To hair. I love that.
I love that too.
That's good.
Still light outside. Also love that.
Love that for us. Okay, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed this really fun little extra.
Flirty. It was flirty.
Bubbly, upbeat episode. And if there's anything you want to see that's like outside of our quote unquote realm that we usually do, test us, bitch. As
text
you can see.
Us. Please text us.
Not text us.
No, I don't know. I thought you said text.
We don't have a hotline yet, so don't text any random number.
We don't have a hotline bling yet. We're working on that.
That's right. Don't forget to subscribe to this wonderful podcast. We also have a YouTube channel, You're Blocked, URBLOCKED. We also have an Instagram, @YourBlocked_, spelled the same motherfucking way. What else do we have? We have TikTok. We have so many things.
We have so many things.
Just
we
go
have
on our website.
We have all the things.
www.yourblog.ca to keep up with the Kardashians and us.
Exactly. I like
Thank
that.
You.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
See you back yourself, huh?
I can't look at this. Bye.